Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm James Mason. Steve Bruce has been handed some positive injury news ahead of Newcastle's upcoming clash with Tottenham a week on Sunday. It is the news that Callum Wilson and Alan Saint-Maximin have an outside chance of being fit to return. Wilson has been back in light training and is believed to have targeted Spurs' trip to Tyneside as his comeback game, while Saint-Maximin has been spotted running again as he steps up his recovery from a groin injury. Meanwhile, Graham Jones is being installed as the favourite to take over as the Newcastle manager. That's if Steve Bruce leaves the post. Bruce did add Jones to his coaching staff on January the 27th this year. If Bruce does leave his St James's Park job, it is being claimed that Jones, who only has 11 months' experience as a manager of a club, will take over the position. And finally, Rio Ferdinand has launched an unexpected attack on Newcastle fans who criticise Mike Ashley, and he has told them to put up the money if they don't like the way he's running the club. It's been another tough season at St James's. The Magpies went into the international break on the back of a 3-0 reverse at Brighton and just 2 points clear of 18th place Fulham. Indeed, a run of just 4 wins in 20 games has piled the pressure on Bruce. Adding to their despair are reports of high tensions behind the scenes. It's a long way off the dreams their fans will have had at the start of the campaign. Talk of a £300 million takeover saw fanciful reports of Kylian Mbappe, Edinson Cavani and various others all signing. But when the takeover collapsed, Newcastle were left once again in the hands of the unpopular Ashley. However, Ferdinand has stuck up for the beleaguered sportswear tycoon, and he claims that supporters should step forward if they can do better. Ferdinand said on Ashley, "He don't care what people think, it's his club and he's doing what he wants." That's all for now, we'll have more later.